I'm just about old enough to remember the 1980s the first time round. I had the neon socks, obviously odd neon socks, and I had a Frankie Says Relax t-shirt, but the 80s has so much more to offer than that. And even as I walked past the bus stop this morning here at North Kent College, where the Miskin Radio studios are, I heard some of the students playing a game, and they were asking one another, if you could travel in time, when would you most like to travel to? Do you know what their answer was? Without exception, and the group of four girls talking to one another, without exception, the answer was the 1980s. Well, you don't need a time machine to party like it's 1980. 80s Mania is coming to Dartford's Orchard Theatre. And Vicky Holland-Boyer is part of the show, and she joins me on the line now. You're coming to Dartford, so just down the road from where Miskin Radio is, and that is on Friday, the 6th of May.
That's the
number six. But you're then, just a week later, you're heading to Bromley, which is just down the road in the other direction, and you're
yes.
at the Churchill Theatre. And
that's the 14th of May, yes.
A Saturday.
That's on a Saturday,
so, yeah. You know, if we go to Dartford on the 6th of May,
you'll want to come to Bromley.
Absolutely. Double trouble and double enjoyment. I was really surprised how much reminiscing it triggered in my mind, because, you know, I'm just about old enough to remember the 1980s. I was young, I was a kid, but I remember the 1980s, I remember what people wore, I remember the music.
I had too.
The records. I had no idea it would trigger all of this. Is it the same for you when you are in a show like this?
Well, yeah, me and my partner, Greg, he's in the show as well. We produced the show about 8 years ago now. And like yourself, we remember the 80s, and there was nothing around. And I think you get to a point in your life where you want to go backwards and not forwards. And, yeah, all the songs in the show, they do unleash memories of, like, your first kiss, your first dance, your first going-out experience, and the video recorder, the Walkman, all those things come back to you, don't they, which you know, it's different these days. But the fashion was amazing as well.
Because some people say, I've heard it said so many times in newspapers and on television and on radio, people say, the 80s, that's the decade that fashion forgot. But that's not really true, is it?
Well, I think it was more daring. I don't think they forgot it, but they definitely had some weird ideas, didn't they, that they tried out. And, you know, so the new romantics came in with their frilly shirts, and men wearing makeup, you know, eyeliner, and having these really weird hairstyles and pale faces with, like, purple contouring, which is what our back line tend to wear in the show. And the girls, it was fantastic for girls. The colour, the glitz, the glam, shoulder pads, stilettos, and then you've got the neon, like you were saying before, and the leather, lace, really heavy eye makeup and big, massive hair, the perm. I mean, it's all in the show as well. And I think anyone that comes along to the show and lived in the 80s, secretly, they like dressing up like they did back then.
It's not just something for people that were around in the 80s, is it? Because I don't know if you heard me saying, but I was just walking past the bus stop this morning, and there's a group of 16-year-old girls, and they're talking about hopes and dreams.
Yeah.
And the time they would most like to go back to is the 1980s.
Well, now, that's fabulous.
That's incredible, fabulous. Isn't it? And it does seem as though its time is coming round again.
Yeah, it is. It is. I mean, it was fun, the 80s. Everything went, didn't it? Yeah, and there were so many different types of fashion and style of music. There was the new romantics, the synthesized music. There was a little bit of the punky type thing, you know, and then we had the girls with their big hair, and, you know, it was just like a party time, and this is what the show's all about. It's like a massive big concert to take you back to the 80s, and for those of you, like you say, that would like to go there and see what it was like first time round, there's your chance to go and have a look. It's not a musical, it's a concert, so what happens in the show is it's hit after hit of, like, 80s tunes, over 25 tributes we do in one show. There's the dancers as well, and they come out in all different costumes. So we've got massive lasers, we've got projector screens, and we've got a live band as well. So it is a trip down memory lane.
This sounds like a vast team of people putting a lot of work in.
There's 17 of us in total that put the show together. I perform as Kim Wilde, then I come back on as Nana, then I do 99 Red Balloons, that's for people that don't know Nana. I also perform as Cyndi Lauper, Madonna, the girl from the Human League, Susan Sully. Then we've got two other vocalists as well who also do things like Boy George, A-ha, Erasure, Duran Duran, Adam and the Ants, Thompson Twins, Frankie Goes to Hollywood. We've got Bananarama. Everyone that you can think of that were massive in the 80s are in the show.
With all those different personas that you're having to adopt, do you ever forget who you are?
Never. Only in real life.
I mean,
no, it is. I mean, backstage, the show, it's when you come along, it's so fast-paced, but backstage, it's all going on back there. It's good fun back there. If we could have a fly-on-the-wall camera, I think the audience would like to see that as well.
Maybe you should, but that might reveal the secrets
the
behind
magic.
The show. Yeah, it might. How many costume changes do you have?
Well, in the show, totally, there's 150 costumes. I have about, let me think, off the top of my head, I probably have about 15 for me.
That is quite something.
That's quite a lot.
And I guess
every 2 to 3 minutes, we all change. So if you imagine you've got, let's say, Kim Wilde on stage, then I go off, I get changed into my next one, and then A-ha will come on, and then while he's doing his, Adam and the Ants getting ready. So it's like that fast-paced. Backstage, every 3 to 6 minutes, things are changing on stage.
How much is it about the music and how much is it about all the other things going on?
What, the show or the 80s in general?
Well, both, I suppose, because I guess you're trying to reflect a certain time in your show.
We are. What we showcase a lot of the fashion, a lot of the, like, rah-rah skirts and the leggings, the boys, like I say, with the frilly shirts, and it's about the makeup. It's about the hair. But I think, yeah, at the end of the day, it's the music, isn't it, that people go and remember an era for. It's the music, I think. It was so varied in the 80s. It was great to be different, and I think that's what it is.
You've been touring the show for quite a while. What sort of reaction have you been getting?
Well, what can I say? By the second song, the audience are on their feet. And it's fantastic because they're singing back to you the words, and it's as if there's some kind of magic in the room where everybody gets the same kind of feeling from you know, their yesteryears. And the energy that we give off stage comes back to us, and it's just an amazing night. And people actually dress up, they dance in the aisles, they sing and they clap, and it's a fantastic show. It's a mad, crazy party through the 80s, and we just want everybody to have a great night out.
Well, this is going to be a fantastic show. It is in Dartford on
yes.
the 6th of May. That's a Friday. And then you head to Bromley the week after. So if you enjoy it so much down in Dartford, you can always
get
over to Bromley.
It will go so quickly, you'll want to go back and relive it again.
Thanks so much for chatting this morning. We're really looking forward to the show. Thanks ever so much.